This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
I'm supposed to feel about these cops. They kill us in the hood and leave us bleeding on the block. They put knees on our necks and cuffs on our hands and guns to our chest just again and again. Yeah, when they gon' stop killing all our people, man? Yeah, when am I gon' feel like I'm equal, man? Yeah, I wake up and I'm scrolling on my Instagram. Damn, the police just killed another man. Can you tell me why these fucking pigs hate us? They see the color of our skin, now we dangerous. They try to pin us, kill us, anything to put us down. He caught a body and he walked away with a smile. Like how I'm supposed to feel when I walk into the store, and all because my skin, they gon' judge me from the door. And how I'm supposed to feel when I know my skin is dark, and all I wanna do is take a walk out in the park. Like how I'm supposed to feel, yeah. Can we keep it real, yeah, yeah. Like how I'm supposed to feel, yeah. Can we keep it real, yeah, yeah.
Protests intensifying overnight in Minneapolis. Four police officers were fired after their involvement in the death of George Floyd.
Yeah, yeah, I can't breathe, I can't even feel my body. Can you tell me why the police trying to stop me? Cause it's a man down, it's a man down. Cause you in a blue suit, you the man now. How you playing God like you could take a life? The way that y'all be moving, man, I swear that it's not right. They say that we the problem when you come inside our hood and start problems. Like all we want is peace right now. Tell the fucking police to pipe down. Like all we want is peace right now. Tell the fucking police to pipe down.
The world needs to be watching this.
Welcome to a special blackout edition of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. I am Big P. These times have been labeled as unprecedented in the midst of a pandemic, an economic downturn, and images of George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man who died in Minneapolis, Minnesota after Derek Chauvin, a white police officer, pressed his knee to Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes while Floyd was handcuffed face down in the street. Two other officers further restrained him, and another stood by and prevented onlookers from intervening. It took this incident to wake up a sleeping populace. And I think you would agree that we are all a lot more woke. Thanks, Mr. Paul. Demonstrations and protests in all 50 states and around the world demanding change. The summer heat has only helped to ignite this powder keg. We are tired, we are angry, we are afraid, but we are determined. This is an episode like no other. Liam, Omar, and Benita will be here later to offer reflections, and we've invited many of our family and friends to join in. We hope that something you hear today will energize, inspire, and refresh as we prepare for the long haul to justice. You can be a part of the mission as well. Send us your reflection by email to talkingsmackpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 804-321-1010. We will share them all on future podcasts and on our live 365 radio station. Together, we will make it.
What the struggle brings.
for while you slept, the promise was unkept, but your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are.
When I think about the senseless killing of George Floyd, and when I think about the COVID pandemic that we are still experiencing, I think of those two things together, and I think about our brothers and sisters that are out in the streets protesting under the umbrella of this pandemic that's still going on. And though I get really, really mad about what I see, there's only one four-letter word that continually comes to mind for me, and that is V-O-T-E, vote. We as a society have the opportunity to have our voices heard in our local, our state, and our national elections. Now is the time for us to act.
Keep on talking to me. that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
If you
speak to my heart now,
speak to my heart.
Holy Spirit,
message of love.
Love to encourage me,
lifting my heart
from the snare.
Love
me and
care for me.
Speak to my heart now, oh Lord.
Speak to my heart,
yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Give me the words,
give me the
now.
Words,
the words, the words
that
now. Oh my,
words on the wings,
yeah,
of the
message of love,
message of love,
message of love,
to encourage me,
oh, oh. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh my God.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what to do. I won't go
on. Then I won't go on.
I'll never go on my own.
No,
let
no.
Your spirit guide
me,
let your word about
oh,
speak
no.
To my heart, Lord.
Speak to me.
Give me your holy
word. Give me your holy word now. If I can hear from you,
then I know.
Thank you. dream, militant dreams of taking over America to show these white folks how it should be done. I used to dream radical dreams of blowing everyone away with my perceptive powers of correct analysis. I even used to think I'd be the one to stop the riot and negotiate the peace. Then I awoke and dug that if I dreamed natural dreams of being a natural woman, doing what a woman does when she is natural, I would have a revolution.
Again, as a nation, face the reality of racism surfacing through an officer taking a black man into custody, cuffing him, and then exerting excessive undue force, thus resulting in an unacceptable death. Again, the delay in charges of a white officer taking the life of a black man, and whatever the crime was nowhere to the extent to require the force and the treatment that was received. And so it's clear that racism is the underlying factor, the motive for the officer's behavior, along with the other officers that witnessed and did nothing. So those who have chosen to not protest peacefully distract from those that do. And sadly, the media moves to discredit us as a people for the few that exhibit behavior of untrained minds and hearts in need of spiritual surgery. Because too many who own and control the media are of the mindset like the officers. Keep peace in your forefront and trust God to carry our weight of a pandemic and continued racism. We must pray for our enemy just as Jesus did on the cross, so that our life perspective will align.
The way I'll ever know is the way that leads to you. The road is long and winding, but the passages are few. Many times I've seen the light, but got lost along the way. But I know I'll find the treasure at the end of the new day. The light is dim, the clouds are dense, but I see you ahead. But the more I try to reach you, the more I feel misled. The way to you is a never-ending journey, far out to the sea. But the waves are calm and gentle, just the thought of you loving me.
They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away, and just the pure at heart will walk a righteous street someday. They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away. That's what my friends ask me, and I say it's taken him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. Tell me, people, why can't they say that hate is 10 zillion light years away? Why can't the light of good shine God's love in every soul? Why must my color black make me a lesser man? I thought this world was made for every man. He loves us all. That's what my God tells me. And I say it's taken him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. But in my heart I can feel that, feel this spirit. Oh, 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 feel that, feel this spirit. I can say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away. But if so, let all be pure and hard, just to walk a righteous streets I pray. So long, but we've got so far to come. People, where is your God? Inside, please let him be. And I say it's taking him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. But if you open your,
things that I've been contemplating about while this sequestering during COVID-19. Healthcare, which has been a big issue for the African-American community. And of course, there's always been the inequities between the African-American community and the majority. But here's the thing I find interesting. We often hear from mainstream America that the issues that we have with hypertension and diabetes are lifestyle issues. Now, I have a problem with that because, yes, it can be lifestyle issues, but I do believe a majority of this stuff is happening due to stress, the silent killer. When you think about doing everyday things, driving around, going to the grocery store, shopping, quote, the normal stuff, unquote. But doing that stuff while black, experiencing the underlying racism and the microaggression. Now think about that. Stress is a silent killer. It causes cancer, hypertension, and all sorts of diseases. So I believe that as African American, our numbers are up because of what we are susceptible to on an everyday basis, trying to move around in this world.
It's not the way you smile that makes me realize Friends out there who ask us, you know, why are people so evil? And I had no idea that these things were going on. And why is it like this? And what's the problem? Why can't people get along? And my answer to them is, I'm sorry, but you can't ask me. I don't know. Ask your families. Ask your friends. Ask your friends' families. Ask the people you see walking down the street with swastikas on. You know, ask those people. Ask those generations of people that have been doing this for years. Because when you find out, then maybe you can tell me. And then maybe we all can work together and solve some of these issues. But I don't have your answers. You need to ask yourself. You need to ask your friends. And that way... Thank you.
sign your name on a blacklist. And all this, it's American history. See what it is to be blackmailed. See a real life conspiracy. Sign your name on a blacklist. And all this, it's American history.
I spent that time in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I ended up marching in Wilmington to help desegregate this. So I ended up in the March on Washington in D.C. as a 15-year-old sophomore. And later, I was in the military in Germany when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. And I remember one of his speeches that he gave in Memphis, and he talked about the fact that a lady walked up to him and said, "Are you Dr. Martin Luther King?" And he said, "Yeah," and she stabbed him in his neck. And when he got to the hospital, the doctor told him if he had sneezed, that he would have died because the tip of the blade was on the edge of his aorta and it would have killed him. And this is the speech he gave to the trash men in Memphis. I wouldn't have been around in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they're going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed. And these are the words that I said for the 30 years I coached football, 20 as a head coach, to my players every year, because I want them to know a man can't ride your back unless it is bent.
Hi, Sherrod here. Just weighing in on, I guess, all that's going on in the world today. I think that, you know, many of us are probably, you know, unsure how to feel, you know, react, what to think. But what I will say is that there's so much unrest, you know, and really unprecedented, because you got global, multiple global crises going on at the same time. First, you know, there was the epidemic, which ended up being a pandemic, you know, relevant to the virus, in which case I don't think we had accurate numbers from the beginning. So, you know, I think some of us who just didn't know any better have maybe contributed to the spread of the virus, likely, because nobody had any accurate account of what real statistics actually said and how it was going to impact us. You know, we often take that for granted because you hear about things in other countries and you just don't think it would hit us to such a degree. Additionally, you've got you know, what the health crisis has lent itself to. A financial crisis within the country and probably impacted globally as well. And now we have, you know, our entire nation, you know, completely at unrest as a result of the killing of George Floyd, which has sparked so much anger with so many people that, you know, I think that, you know, that's led to some other things that we're seeing that, you know, aren't favorable or positive. But historically, what have we done? We've protested. As far as, you know, you feel kind of numb about it all, because I think we're seeing situations and things in our time that we've not seen, you know, in this lifetime, I would say. You know, each situation that we may have been faced with, or crisis, you know, as a people, I think they were at different times. So to have to be faced with something or things, multiple issues to this magnitude, is just so unnerving. And you have to find anything that you can do to kind of keep peace within yourself, even if that means, I don't know what it means, to be quite honest. You know, it could be multiple things. You know, that may change from day to day because it's so uncomfortable right now.
Again, Sherrod, that's my take on it right now, or a small snippet of it. The world keeps on changing. The world keeps on changing. Yeah. Yeah.
Write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my living room? Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springeth high, still I rise. Do you want to see me broken? Bowed heads and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. This is an excerpt by the poem Still I Rise by Maya Angelou, 1978. If you're black in America, then you're black in America. No matter who you voted for, no matter who you serve, no matter who invited you to the table. This is a tipping point now in America in 2020. This is different. This is real different. Chef Michelle Wilson, Richmond, Virginia.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, deaf is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua. That's fire hydrants and hazardous. Smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy. Code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running. Cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I find the key in me. What you want from me? Is it true? You see, I find the key in me. is Omar. Peace and love and blessings of health and prosperity to everyone. I don't have a lot of words to add to the cacophony of voices out here now expressing their feelings and opinions and so forth. So I hope some of the positive music that we play today will help you along the way. I had a teacher one time that said that the problems of society appear to be economic and social, but in a more profound sense, they are moral and spiritual. So take a moment today and each day to try to connect with your spiritual self to increase your spiritual awareness. Stay close to those who love you. Try to do something to help make it all better. And we'll be back at another time to talk some smack with you guys. Peace.
Henderson, the pastor of the Way of the Lord Fellowship, and I also co-host a podcast with Benita titled Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. And I am excited, man. This is a wonderful time to be alive. And we are alive for such a time as this to witness, you know, a divine plan that God is unfolding right before our eyes. And though there's chaos and turmoil and frustration in the streets, that's only physical manifestation of what's happening. But in the spiritual realm, God is doing a great thing in which God is turning over this earth to those who are rooted in love. And so this is why I believe that love wins. So I am not discouraged by the times, but I'm actually encouraged, and I'm just sitting watching God do what God does best. God is about transformation. God is about liberation. And so when Outkast's song Liberation is talking about shaking the load off, so we have to shake off the load of oppression, shake off the load of unforgiveness, shake off the load of injustice, shake off the load of inequality, shake off the load that the man has put on us, because we are going on home. We've been liberated. And in order to be liberated, you got to shake some things off. So remain encouraged. Understand that God is love, and love is God, and God always wins. And all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And no matter what's happening, it's all working in our favor. I understand lives have been lost. I understand that people are hurting, that people are tired. But we ain't got time to lay down. We don't have time to grow weary, because do not grow weary in well-doing. For in due time, we shall reap the harvest if we faint not. And we are not going to faint. We're not going to live in fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So we're moving forward. Be encouraged, because love wins, and we're going to win. We are confident in the victory. We know that we're going to win, because that's what we've always done. We've always overcome trauma, and we are a people of triumph. So keep on triumphing and keep on loving. Amen. Peace.
There's a fine line, baby, I'm on it.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see. That's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think. Now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Yeah.
Keep your head to the sky.
Shake that load off, 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 shake that load off.
You're a superstar. Niggas hang around cause of who you are. You get a lot of love cause of what you got. Say they happy for you but they really not. Sell a lot of records and you roll a bin. Fall up in the spot, now you're losing friends. All you wanna do is give the world your heart. Record label try to make it compromise your art. You make $1 million, make $1 million more. First class fraud, treat you like a nigga pole. But you're scared to ask. Your world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Trying to stay sane, it's the price of fame. Spending your life trying to numb the pain. You shake that load off and sing your song. Liberate the minds, then you go on home.
I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine. From them whores, from the flame. From a post in the game, makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall. And the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice then cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted without infanticide. It's like that red sprite you can't imagine. Unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single minded mentality. Getting over on loopholes. Getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels. Scared to voice how you feel. Packing steel. Picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south. Clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers. You a scared demon. Shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs. Though the mane on your head say the story. As you downplay your glory. Cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.
happens after resilient resistance. Thank you to all of those fighting on behalf of Black lives worldwide. We are the ushers of a restored and free world. Continue to fight, be wary, and be safe. We are making change. We are standing in love, fighting on all fronts. Let's keep going. Black Lives Matter.
Just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves.
Oh Lord, it's so hot. Sweat just trickles. I'm staring at the moonshine, but no, I'm not pickled. Mountains out of molehills, a mind so fickle. Butterfly effect, watch it ripple. Negative and cripple, could it be so simple? Body is a temple, but I'm thwarted by my mental. Therapy, rhyming over stroke instrumentals. Finally got a job with some medical and dental. Run to the roar, emancipate fear. Go through the struggle, keep a smile ear to ear. At times we all wanna quit on what we hold dear. Work hard in the midst of solitude and no cheers. Cheers, this my piece of peace right here. Haven't put an album out in like 11 years. Life circumstances made me have to switch gears. It's coming full circle, still standing right here. Cheers. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves.
We do have some breaking news because there were riots in Charlotte for a second straight night over the shooting death of a Black man by a police officer. Now, this is a different scene.
All these sister shootings must be ordained by destiny. Watching news reports, trying to fathom the necessity for 20 bullets fired into unarmed men. Evil is just something that I'll never understand. We under fire, die a warrior's death. Swear this world's so wicked, there's no on and left. This is deeper than us versus them, that's like a melanin. That's just the surface, the skin to the skeleton. Stop the anger, let love be the medicine. We need to end the fire, it's for our betterment. Change gon' come, but when we need some evidence, the elements making it hard to be benevolent. Make me want to grab a firearm and let it rip. But I meditate and let this anger take a dip. And it's full of compassion, need to get a grip. Struggle to understand the devil and his many. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harness to strengthen the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves.
Outraged over the death of George Floyd. Let's call it what it is. His death was a 21st century lynching. And had it not been for the 17-year-old recording the whole thing, all four of those officers would still be in uniform. Think about that. While I'm happy that the officers have been charged, I am still not satisfied and won't be until they are convicted. And I hope we don't let our guard down at this point. As we saw in the Eric Garner case, those officers walked. And we cannot let this happen this time around. We have to continue to protest and demand justice. And go even further than that. We have an election coming up. We have got to let our voices be heard at the polls and make changes. All the way down, from top to bottom.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said because in general, I believed that the general was politically dead. but he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed. Because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex, but all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and went storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago I hadn't heard the sumbitch, now all of a sudden he's legendary. The honor from the honorary, they took the dignity from the dignitaries, they took the secrets from the secretary, but they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries, tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war, it is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves, because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. What you gonna do? Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. People say, what you gonna do? We hounded the Ayatollah religiously. Looking straight at bombed say, Libya and killed do? Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians. Watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war.
One, two, three, four.
Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in the north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Work for peace.
Say it to yourself.
I believe we got to work for peace.
Peace ain't gonna be free.
We got to work for peace.
Do you believe in peace?
Got to go to work.
They got folks out there working for war. Start a little trouble over here.
in South America who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. So this is a song about tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to teach one. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone got to go to work. Work for peace. The spirit say work.
Preston Brown. First, I want to say hello to everybody on the show today. Thank you for inviting me to give a few comments. And my comments about the situation with the riots in downtown Richmond, I think it's a waste of time. And the reason I say that, because they are protesting at the wrong people. The businesses downtown, and especially the black businesses, don't have anything to do with what y'all are protesting about. Your issue is with your elected officials and the police department. So you need to find another way to protest with them and not hurt the innocent bystanding people that had nothing to do with what you're complaining about. And you complain about something that happened in a state 10 states away. But when something happened right here in your hometown, in your backyard, you don't say a damn thing. So I think it's a waste. And someone broke into my restaurant, and I don't think it's part of the Black Matters lie matters. I think it was just somebody who wanted a couple of dollars and something to drink. They broke my back window. I went in and got a bottle of Grey Goose, and I had some change in the cash register. They took that, but they didn't damage anything in the building, and they just left. So I say all that to say that your issues, and have always been your issues, have been the people that you have elected to speak on your behalf that don't, and some of the racist police officers, because there are some good police officers out there. So if you got one or two bad ones, you can't blame all of them. But you need to elect. What you should do is, when it's time to go to the polls, vote those people out. Vote the ones that won't speak up on your behalf. Vote the ones that you haven't seen since all this stuff started. Don't forget, you're living in a city that has been under majority black leadership since 1977. And you want to get mad at the police in a state 10 states away. Think about who you should be mad at. Think about who you should be protesting. Just think. Think outside the box. This P.T. Brown, better known as Famous.
I know there's a thought. shot breaks loose. Yeah, they tell me vengeance belongs to the Lord. When heaven comes and the right is restored, when we'll possess what only grace could afford, till then we'll take it with our own drawn sword. Lord, please save me from your followers.
There's a thunderstorm coming.
Lord, please save us from ourselves.
There's a thunderstorm coming.
Could this be a God of light to justify dark deeds? A God of poor to justify my greed? There ain't no end to justify these means. I say, Lord, please save me from your followers.
There's a thunderstorm coming.
Lord, please save us from ourselves.
Storm coming,
Lord, please save me from your followers.
There's a thunderstorm coming,
Lord, please save us from ourselves.
There's a thunderstorm coming.
Speak on the situation about George Floyd. First and foremost, I want to send my prayers and my condolences out to George Floyd family, and may you rest in eternal peace, brother. I like to speak on this from both spectrums, because I'm on both spectrums. I'm a black man first and foremost. Secondly, I'm a police officer. So, you know, I see it from both sides. I'm seeing it. I must say that I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm tired, I'm sad of what keeps on happening with black men in America. And what makes me even more angry is that a lot of white people are oblivious to what's going on. You know, like, they have the privilege of putting their heads in the sand and not have to pay attention to the news and things that are happening with the black community and black men, black women. You know, just the African-American race, period. They don't have to worry about that, you know. And me as being a black man and being a police officer is very hard, because I still catch it and more so receive the punishment of what other officers have done in the past and done in the present. You know, I get screamed at, I get yelled at. How can you do this job? You're a traitor to your race. You're Uncle Tom. You're one of the weakest men in America, a black man that carry a badge. You know, and it's frustrating, because I'm like, that's not me. You know, I got in this job to help people and make a difference. Then on the other hand, I'm a black man. So I have to deal with the looks from white women looking at me clenching their purse. I have to worry about when I'm not on duty and I'm driving in my personal vehicle and I get pulled over, whether or not this officer that's approaching my car is going to be racist, whether or not he's going to be fearful, and whether or not he's going to look at the color of my skin and think that my blackness is a weapon. You know, so it's like they weaponized the blackness of my skin. And it's just so frustrating. I didn't shed a many tears over this situation and over past situations because it hurts. Because I have three sons. I have three young sons who have to grow up in this world. And I worry all the time. And I'm especially worried when they become teenagers, when they go out the door, what they're going to have to deal with, whether it's going to be the streets they got to deal with, or whether it's going to be some racist white man or white woman or some racist white cop or white cop that's fearful of their blackness and want to pull a bullet in them. This has to stop. I'm very happy that people are protesting. I'm not happy that it had to take this situation for people to really start coming around and protest. I mean, people been protesting, but I mean, at this magnitude, the way people are protesting now, it is a beautiful thing. You have it nationwide. It's not just in the city where it happened. It's happening nationwide. Happening nationwide. Matter of fact, it's happening worldwide. You have different countries that are protesting. And I love it when I look into that crowd and I see that it's not just all black faces in that crowd. You have white faces in that crowd. You know, you have all different races protesting in this crowd. And I love it. I want to say again, to George Floyd family, I send my condolences. I send my prayers. Brother Floyd, may you rest in eternal peace. And I'm going to tell it to everyone out there that's protesting. Keep it up. Keep the movement going. Black lives matter. And to anyone who say all lives matter, I'm going to need you to cut that out right now. Because until black lives start mattering, you can't say that all lives matter.
He's got it made. He won't admit it. But it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of falsehood fever. But today it's a game. And then there's a dear old sister, ain't she sweet?
Oh yes, she is.
She gets the word, next thing you know it's in the street. By the time it's been repeated, all the truth has been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never ever fail. It's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
The truth is with a twisted sense of vision.
They treat rumors
like religion. Now what a shame. It's the same old well, these days it seems like everything we hear is just a tale. I believe in something that will never fail.
Spread love.
Instead of spreading lies.
Spread love.
I'm telling you, love is what we need.
More love is what we need. What the world needs now.
We need more love.
More.
married to a black man, mother to a black son, this has hit me in multiple ways. While I've always been aware of the dangers that await my husband when he leaves the house, I'm now faced with how I will teach my son about race and how the world may see him as a threat. And it's a lot. How do you raise someone to be strong and independent, but also teach the skills to keep that might keep him safe? Not even a guarantee, that might keep him safe. That uncertainty, that responsibility is a lot. And so I stand with protesters. I stand with those making calls. And I recognize my responsibility to donate money, to donate supplies, to email, to call, to vote. And I challenge everyone to tap into their lane of how they can help. For my son, for someone else's son, for our daughters, for our husbands, for our black women, for our black men. We all deserve to live. have happened of late in the United States of America have kind of left you feeling like it was just a bad movie. I think it was Zora Neale Hurston, yes, that said, if you are silent about your pain, they'll kill you and say you enjoyed it. Many of us have been screaming, and we've been screaming for a long time. George Floyd was pleading and begging. Many of us have been pleading and begging. But finally, it feels like we can take a breath and just say that, maybe there's a glimpse of hope after all. And with that hope, it makes me think that, it makes me think of the song from the 60s. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall live in peace someday. Hopefully, we can now have peace.
Scotty Reed with BTR News. I just want to thank three guys, Talking Smack and Listening to Music, which is one of my favorite podcasts on the network. Y'all be sharing some really great music, so I appreciate y'all for that. But I also want to thank y'all on y'all show for donating a laptop, a much-needed laptop, by the way, to the Black Talk Media Project, our North Carolina-based nonprofit here in North Carolina. But, yeah, guys, I'm just really excited. Seems like change is in the air. My daughter had an opportunity to organize it really wasn't an opportunity that was presented to her. She wanted to do a march in this little rural town that we live in Gaston County, North Carolina. And surprisingly, a lot of people turned out. It was great. And I had an opportunity to share a few things with those who were in attendance at this rally for human rights in Mount Holly, North Carolina. And I just want to share some of that with your audience and you guys right now. Thanks again.
North Carolina militia when they fight against the British in the American Revolution. That's the kind of spirit of change that live in these here parts, and a lot of y'all don't know that history, okay? And so, this is my land. I lay claim to this land. We built this land. We built this country. And nobody's going to bring it from us. And I hear people talk about that as a solution, okay? But the last thing I want to say is, it's a shame that when I have to go to the courthouse, and I try to take you down there, but when I have to go to the courthouse, instead of you having a monument to the American revolutionaries from this area, you got a monument to white supremacy, people who fought and gave their lives to keep us in slavery, African people in slavery, and then gave us Jim Crow and the 13th Amendment, which is just prison. You know, that's what I want to say. This is a revolutionary area, and I consider you all to be revolutionary fighters for freedom. Because, like Assata Shakur said, if one of us ain't free, ain't none of us free.
bullets and moonshots, and blame it on the have-nots. Money, we made it. Yeah, but before we see it, they take it. Yes, to make you wanna holler at them home. The way they do your life, make you wanna holler at them home. The way they do your life. Inflation means there ain't no chance and to increase a little bit of finance. And bills, they're gonna pile up the sky to send that boy off to die. Yes, to make you wanna holler at them home. The way they do your life, make you wanna holler at them home. The way they do your life. Hang ups and let down. Breaks and setbacks, the natural fact is, oh baby, that I can't pay for no taxes. Yes, it make me wanna holler sometimes and throw up both my hands. It make me wanna holler sometimes, throw up both my hands. So you say you never heard of the inner city blues. And what's more, you don't understand at all what the ghetto people mean when they say living behind walls. Well, then put on your best suit, white shirt and tie, and run on downtown to stand in line for a job washing dishes that you may not qualify. Walk a big hole in a brand new pair of shoes, and you've had your first look at the inner city blues. Go looking for a place to live, but all the while remember what lurks behind the devil's smile. Are we stupid or just naive that we continue to believe money can buy us anything, including a slice of the American dream? Yeah, answer ads in the paper about houses for sale and get treated like Charles Manson out on bail. When you start to get frustrated by the tactics they use, you'll recognize the feeling. It's the inner city blues. Yeah, make you want to holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. And haven't you ever wondered about why some brothers and sisters were down and out, receiving their sympathy from a bottle of wine, or worse yet, old homicide, living their lives in a glassine bag, or praising the mysteries of Terminal Skag? Some of our brothers parading in drag, another set of victims too whipped to choose. Yeah, you can recognize that, that's the inner city blues. Makes you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. To see sweet sisters, the blossoms of our African tree, profiling on the corner, talking about 10 and 3. Because in spite of all the money we made and taxes we paid, the woman was looking at hungry babes and some decisions had to be made. Could you tell her it's better to go to your grave as a slave at a minimum wage? Well, I hardly think so, but makes you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. What happens when people start to feel they have nothing to lose, 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 nothing to lose? Did you ever hear about Mark Essex and the things that made him choose to fight the inner city blues? Yeah, Essex took to the rooftops guerrilla style and watched while all the crackers went wild. Brought in 600 troops, I hear, brand new to see them crushed with fear. Essex fought back with 1,000 rounds and New Orleans was a changing town. And rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat was the only sound. Yeah, bring on the stone rifles to knock down walls. Bring on the elephant guns. Bring on the helicopters to block out the sun. Yeah, made the devil wanna holler, cause 8 was dead and 12 was down, and cries for freedom or brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A., justice was served and the unjust were afraid. Cause after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler, black people, and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing and trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading, and Lord knows where we're heading. Yes, make you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both of your hands. Make you wanna holler.
2 minutes to reflect on what is happening in our world right now. That alone is a very difficult thing to do. But as a social worker, as a black woman, as a woman from the South, this is all overwhelming at times, but at the same time, I feel I've been prepared for this my whole life. My grandfather shared stories about the rise up in the 60s, and most of my life I had fear of what white folks would do when they were angry with me. And it was one of those things where, as a young black girl in the South, you didn't want to shine too much because you didn't know what that was going to what that was going to lead to. But right now, this is not a time for us to hide, and this is definitely not a time for us to hide our shine. We have to rise up, and we have to not be afraid. There were times when our ancestors, and I mean, I'm not talking long time ago ancestors, I'm talking about just a generation or so ago, they were afraid, but they pressed forward and made change. And now is the time for us to do the same thing. So as a social worker, I take this as an opportunity to use my platform where I am to make change in my world. And I'm going to do that in my four corners where I am. I can't change the whole world by myself, but I know that I can make a ripple. And I'm going to do that and fight for justice and also for peace. But it's okay to have a righteous indignation right now to be heard. And sometimes you gotta make some waves in order to be heard. And what happened with George Floyd and the hundreds of others, Breonna Taylor, Tamir Rice, the list is so long. It has to stop, and we're going to have to make that a declaration. And these protests, while we want people to be safe and be peaceful, it's time for righteous indignation to rise up. And it's okay for us to be angry, and it's okay for us to feel what we feel and stop trying to hide our shine to protect somebody else's feelings. And I am in 100% support of those of us who want to make some change and make some ripples in our society. We need to be the change we want to see in the world. And that starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with me. And there's no time like the present, and we can no longer be silent.
Owner of the Vine Wine Club and proud sponsor of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music. We hope that this show offered some light in a period ignited by miscarriages of justice. I'm tired, and I'm tired of being tired. I've had enough of worrying about how my three kids could be handled if they're ever involved in some minor infraction. I'm tired of reminding them the importance of what their dad always says, keep your head on a swivel. I want to be able to tell my children the same things that other parents tell their children, that they can achieve anything because equality truly exists, nobody can stop you but yourself, and justice always prevails. And most of all, I want to believe it. On behalf of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, we hope that everyone stays safe and know that we stand with you. Bye for now.
Motherfuck the police, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Man, I'm tired of being murdered by the fucking police. Lord, I can't breathe. And it's fuck the police. It's motherfuck the police. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. No justice, no peace. Cause I can't breathe. Lord, I can't breathe. And it's fuck the police. It's motherfuck.
else really done left to do? How would you feel if the ones protecting you was also a threat to you? How can we win knowing they trained to kill? Cause the color of my skin, how can I live over and over again? That's a no, no more living in fear. It's a life for a life now. You better think twice before you try to take mine. Pull me over, don't pull me out the car. Most likely this nigga is on. Since the beginning of the time, being black was considered a crime. Committed or not, they rather kill you than give you the time. But me, I'ma fight for my life.
No justice, no peace, ay.
Living in America, in the home of the brave, in the land of the free, where you can get killed on camera. And still they do nothing, they just continue to kill us in public. Got me like, fuck it, I got the strap on me now. I got no choice but to bust it. I got no choice but to fight for my life and my brothers and sisters and cousins. Gotta protect each other. Help me, don't record it.
It's hard to be black, having a target that cover your back. Police corrupted, and it's my assumption that all of these racists be wearing a badge.
Enough is enough, no more taking defeat. We in the streets now. Can't trust police now. Either you gunned down or you about to get beat down.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.
Fuck the police, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Man, I'm tired of being murdered by the fucking police. I can't breathe. And it's fuck the police. It's motherfuck the police. I can't breathe.